Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Data Sources, Internal versus External. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Collection and Preparation Techniques in the Data Analytics for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of data sources, how to leverage both internal and external data, and how to evaluate data quality. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and differentiate between internal and external data sources for product analysis, understand their significance, and assess their quality for informed decision-making. Main content types of data sources. Data sources can be broadly categorized into two main types, internal and external. Internal data sources refer to the data that is generated within your organization. This includes customer data from your CRM, customer relationship management systems, sales data from your point-of-sale systems, and operational data from your business processes. For example, if you run a B2C company, your internal data might include purchase histories, customer feedback, and website analytics. This data can provide valuable insights into customer behavior and preferences, allowing you to tailor your marketing strategies effectively. On the other hand, external data sources are those that originate outside your organization. This can include market research reports, social media sentiment analysis, industry benchmarks, and public data sets. For instance, if you're looking to expand your product line, you might analyze market trends from industry reports or use social media data to gauge customer sentiment about similar products in the market. Both internal and external data sources are essential for a comprehensive understanding of the market landscape. How to leverage internal and external data. Leveraging both internal and external data effectively can significantly enhance your product analysis. Internal data utilization involves analyzing the data you already possess. To do this, start by identifying key performance indicators, KPIs, relevant to your business goals. For example, if your goal is to increase customer retention, you might analyze churn rates and identify patterns in customer complaints or feedback. Utilizing internal data can reveal insights that help in fine-tuning your product offerings and improving customer experience. External data utilization requires a slightly different approach. Since this data is often vast and varied, it's crucial to select sources that align with your objectives. For example, if you are assessing competitors, tools like SimilarWeb or SEMrush can provide insights into their web traffic and marketing strategies. Moreover, subscribing to industry publications can keep you updated on changing market conditions and consumer preferences. The key is to integrate insights from external sources with your internal data to create a robust product strategy that addresses customer needs effectively. Evaluating data quality is vital to ensure that the insights derived from both internal and external data sources are accurate and actionable. Here are some criteria to consider. Accuracy: ensure that the data is correct and free from errors. For instance, if you are using customer data from your CRM, check for discrepancies in customer names or contact information. Relevance: the data must be pertinent to your analysis. For example, using outdated market reports may lead to misguided product decisions. Always aim to use the most current and relevant data available. Completeness: incomplete data can lead to biased insights. If analyzing customer feedback, ensure you're capturing a diverse range of opinions, rather than just the most vocal customers. This can be accomplished by using tools that aggregate feedback from various channels, offering a more holistic view. Timeliness: data should be up to date to reflect current market conditions. For instance, if you're studying competitor trends, outdated information can skew your analysis and lead to poor strategic decisions. Setting up alerts for major industry changes can help keep your data current and relevant. By applying these criteria, you can ensure that your data sources, whether internal or external, are reliable and contribute effectively to your product analysis. Conclusion. In summary, understanding and differentiating between internal and external data sources is crucial for effective product analysis. Internal data provides insights into your existing customer base, while external data offers a broader view of market trends and competitive analysis. Evaluating the quality of these data sources ensures that your insights are actionable and relevant. By mastering these concepts, you're well on your way to making informed decisions that enhance your product offerings. Reflection questions: how can you apply internal data analysis to improve customer retention in your product management role? Which external data sources would you consider most valuable for understanding market trends in your industry, and why? Reflect on the importance of data quality in your decision-making process. How can poor data quality impact your product strategy?